This is Common Sense Saving, where we can make saving as easy as having common sense. Well, of course, we know common sense isn't always that common. Let's learn together ways to help ourselves how to be frugal and save some extra cents. My name is Austin. Thank you for listening. If you like this sort of content, please subscribe. The accompanying blog post for today's episode can be found at commonsensesaving.com/2. In the last episode, I discussed the reasons why we need to budget and the importance of having a financial foundation. I also talked about gathering all of your financial income and spending information. Now let's put the information to good use. In this episode, I'm going to talk about three different types of budgeting methods and the benefits of each. And I'll end with talking about my preferred budgeting method. The first type is the percentage budget type. The second is the envelope budget type. And again, my favorite is the zero-based budget. But let's talk about all three. First, the percentage budget type. Using your take-home income number, you section it out into categories depending on your preferred method. Here we will discuss two. The 50-30-20 plan allocates 50% of your income to expenses, 30% to savings, and the last 20% to wants. You can adjust this budget to your liking. Maybe you want to allocate 30% to wants and 20% to savings. It's up to you. These kinds of budgets are great for you to take your total income each month and allocate it easily, and there's no need to think about lots of extra categories. The second type of percentage budget is called the 60% solution. This allocates 60% of your income to expenses and 40% to everything else. The 40%, though, is split four ways: 10% to retirement, 10% to long-term savings, 10% to short-term savings, and the last 10% to wants. Again, these percentages can be adjusted according to your liking. Really, they're kind of about the same thing, but just depends on what you prefer. These are good budget methods when you have a higher income. I'd guess that most average people can't pay all of their expenses with 60% of their income, let alone with 50% of their income. I can see why this kind of budget can be beneficial to some, like those with extremely low expenses or those with large incomes. The second type is the envelope budget type. There are different types of envelope budgets: those that use physical cash in envelopes, and those that use apps to track a digital set of envelopes or categories. I'll start off by saying that I'm not a huge fan of handling cash, but I won't deny that it does work for some. For this type of method, you need to know the details of your expenses. You need to break up your spending into categories and bills. You'll have an envelope for every spending category: your rent or mortgage, groceries, electricity, gas for your car, etc. Put in each envelope what you think you'll need for that category for the month. Some will be easy, like your rent, as it shouldn't change month to month. For more complicated categories like groceries or dining out, take an average of your previous month's totals. Use an envelope for a particular category until you've run out of money in that envelope for the month. Then you can no longer spend money on that category. Now, I'm simplifying things a little when I say that, but you get the idea. If you've used up all of your grocery money, then you can't buy any more groceries for that month. There are apps that can connect to your accounts and do this digitally for you if you don't like handling cash. I don't like connecting my accounts to these types of services, but it's easier than getting cash and stuffing envelopes monthly. And if it works for you, then great. Last is the zero-based budget. This is my favorite method. The zero-based budget is simple. You start with your total monthly income, then subtract each monthly spending or savings category until you hit zero. In my opinion, this is the best way to manage your money. You will be able to monitor each dollar that you spend. A sample budget is shown in the notes over at commonsensesaving.com/2. For this example, let's say you earn $2,500 per month. Categorize your monthly expenses, categorize your monthly savings, then subtract accordingly until you're out of usable money. The zero-based budget and envelope budgets can work well when you want to set miniature budgets, and control each category every month. Multiply everything by 12 months, and you'll know your budget for the entire year. Imagine knowing exactly what you're going to budget for your expenses for the whole year ahead of time. Having this kind of information can be powerful when budgeting and saving your money. There are also apps you can use that can make this an even easier process, but I highly suggest making your own so it's more personalized. Make something either handwritten or in a computer spreadsheet. I'll tell you that I use a combination of a zero-based budget and a digital envelope system for my personal budget using an Excel spreadsheet. I treat it like a game. I do my best each month to come under budget for each possible category. The less I spend in a category, the more I have then left over for savings at the end of the month. Of course, there are months when I do go over budget in some categories, but I do what I can to prevent that from happening too often. Budgets can be as complex or as simple as you like. It's your personal plan. Make it yours. I like to monitor both my monthly and yearly bills, and even discretionary spending on clothing or video games. Nearly every time I spend money, it has its own category. The notes for today's show can be found at commonsensesavings.com. If you like this sort of content, please subscribe and share the show. Again, thank you for listening to Common Sense Saving, making saving as easy as having common sense.